And do you have any more memories of changes in the 1980s?
Yes, parallel to the development and rolling out of the mini clinics, a diabetes resource centre was developed at Wordsley Hospital by Dr. Zalin and Dr. Labib. We were encouraged to feed into the diabetes resource centre the register of diabetics. And in fact, in the early 90s, Dr. Zalin wrote out to all GPs in Dudley and encouraged them also to notify the Diabetes Resource Centre of all diabetics. And the whole idea of that was to develop a retinopathy, a screening service based on the Diabetes Resource Centre. It was recognised that not all practices felt able to host diabetes mini clinics or manage their own diabetic patients, and so a health economy wide program was developed to try to improve the diabetes care of those patients who didn't have access to mini clinics. The Diabetes Resource Centre also developed specialist diabetes nurses who worked as a liaison between primary care and secondary care, in as much as if we had a patient whose diabetes was insufficiently well controlled on oral hypoglycemic agents and we were considering an insulin changeover, then the diabetes liaison nurse could be contacted and she would supervise the introduction of insulin into the patient under those circumstances. Insulin initiation in type 1 diabetics was still being done in the hospital at that stage, but we were gradually upskilling ourselves to be able to identify those patients who were amenable to insulin initiation in the community. And again, this was done with the help of the diabetes liaison nurses, who were becoming a very useful resource. The Diabetes Resource Centre continued to develop during the 90s, and in fact, annual screening was offered to all diabetics in Dudley through that clinic with the help of two or three GP clinical assistants who worked alongside Dr. Zalin. And provided that retinopathy screening service. However, most of the GPs who were running their own diabetic mini clinics were trained by the local ophthalmologists to provide the ophthalmology, the fundoscopy retinal screening service, which we did in our own mini clinic. And the Diabetes Resource Centre continued to collect data on the patients of Dudley right to the mid-90s, as far as I know. And one of my colleagues, Dr. Steve Parnell, was very heavily involved in that. And in fact, he conducted an audit, a comparative study, really, of the quality of care of patients attending GP diabetic mini clinics and hospital outpatients, the outcome of which really seriously motivated us, because it was quite obvious that our patients were receiving a higher standard of care than the patients attending hospital outpatients, and that led us to believe that further investment in the mini clinics was worthwhile.
Was that just going on the patient's subjective assessments, or were there measurements?
There were measurements, yes. It went on HbA1c, cholesterol, blood pressure, body weight, BMI, things like that. Yeah.